Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. And this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're going to do a retro show. We're turning back the clocks to 25 years ago, midsummer 1998, for a show that Pat and I did. So let's get started with the Waterboys. This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this is Celtic Cafe Radio, and it's a retro version. This hour on Celtic Cafe, we're blasting back in time to 1998. It was about 3 years into our affair here, running the radio show, Pat and myself doing it in his studio in Middletown, Connecticut. Tracks on this show are all the tracks from a show that we did midsummer 1998, with the exception of a double dose we have to use because we must have cut those shows a little short because we did a lot more talking. There were two of us to get in all of our stuff. We're going to do a double dose, and we're going to do two of them this hour on Celtic Cafe. Again, 25 years ago, we're going to be 28 years on the air in September this year. So here we go with Plank City from 1973 from their initial album called Plank City. And this is called Arthur McBride. And then it's going to be pinned to a double dose of Arthur McBride as well.
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a-dawning, then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for camp with this rowdy-dow-dow in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea quickly shall have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick off of the dust, and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of more and we had to run chance. For you'd think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning. My young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took them the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads, and paid them right smart in the morning. For the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, and into the ocean to rock and to roll, and batted a tedious returning. As for the old reindeer that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil I pitch you, says Arthur McBride, to temper your steel in the morning.
To you, gentlemen, we did reply. And pretend to no harm that's meant to pass by, for it be an odd Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although the your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my pride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, while we were the lads who would give them hard clouts and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me, and my cousin Juan Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now Marco had followed and wanted to be tied, for it being on Christmas morning.
There you have it, a double dose there for Arthur McBride and his cousin on a stroll down by the seaside on Christmas Day. And we did a double dose there with, starting out with Planxity, Andy Irvine singing that from the 1973 album Planxity. And then we moved on to 1976 when Andy Irvine and Paul Brady teamed up as a duo. And this time it's Paul Brady singing Arthur McBride. And if there's any McBrides out there listening to that particular double dose, well, we dedicate that to you as well. And next up we go to an album that was the newest one in 1998. It was a collaboratory CD with the Chieftains and a bunch of artists from Canada. This is Laura Smith with the Chieftains and My Bonnie.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Bring back my Bonnie to me. The leaves haven't even started falling. Already there's such a chill in the air. Someone's got a kite on the wind, maiden calling. Well, I've got a tramp's whisker that tells me you still care. So
bring
to me.
Sporting gentlemen, and listen to my song. And if you will attention pay, I won't detain you long. The people of Dungannon town must surely boast no more, since they have lost their trotting match along Glenarnon shore. Boys in the year of 72, some thousands gathered round the course from every point of view. The contest of these noble greys that day for to behold, for a 6 mile race in harness for £100 in gold. Montague throughout the challenge, I hear the people say, to any in this nation round to match his favourite grey. But spanking Maggie from the Ross has caused him to bemoan that ere he left Dungannon in the county of Tyrone. Well, the champion was a handsome mare, we cannot this deny, and all around the Emerald Isle her master did defy. She being sold, as I've been told, her price £1,000, and nowhere in the nation sure her equal could be found. The prize to be £100, the challenge specified, and in Tyrone it was made known, and shortly will be tried. But Campbell Miller from the Ross, of fame and high renown, at once took up the challenge and he laid his money down. Well, the time and place were mentioned, and then they did prepare, and to the course at Glenarm all the spirits gathered there. And Antrim's tars at home from war stood in defiance bold, while all around the fence went down in heaps of shiny gold. From the standpoint then they started, with Maggie in the rear, which caused Tyrone's great boastful crowds to give a lusty cheer. But as she ran, she seemed to say to those along the way, sure the Antrim lads will never fail, and soon they'll win the day. Up to the middle of the course, the champion did prevail, with Swallow speed upon her wing and Maggie at her tail. But Maggie's courage soon arose, and then she let them see that there has never yet been food with strain and pedigree. She still increased her distance till the race was at an end, and she left the grey Dungannon mare with her forlorn friend, which caused her backers for to cheer, and the taverns for to roar, and shout hooray for Miller's Ray along Glenarnon shore. Success and fortune still attend both Miller and his mare. All you that's fond of trotting, I would grant is to beware. Ne'er boast nor banter like Montague, who finished with a frown, and carried home his empty bags unto Dungannon town.
Patrick Street there with A Blast from the Past. This show is being re-aired from 1998, midsummer 1998. And we heard there again from Patrick Street from their CD called Made in Cork from 1997 with Spanking Maggie from the Ross. And the Ross is in Donegal, a home county of the Gallaghers. Well, we've got more music from 25 years ago on a retro show right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Unmistakable voice there of Shane McGowan, and that's after he left the Pogues and moved on to the Popes off a CD called Crock of Gold from 1997. And we're now going to move to a CD called Roots of Riverdance, and this features tracks that Bill Whalen actually composed prior to Riverdance. This particular track is from Some Mother's Son, a movie about Northern Ireland, and this is from a scene that is called The Bridge Attack. We'll be right back.
Luxembourg. Luxembourg. Athlo. Budapest. AFN. Hilversum.
When we met, we let the goldfish go in the days before rock and roll.
Fats did not come in without those wires. Knobs. Fats did not come in without those wireless knobs. Elvis did not come in without those wireless knobs. Nor Fats, nor Elvis, nor Sonny, nor Lightning, nor Muddy, nor John Lee.
In the days before Lester Piggott, 10-1. And we let the goldfish go down the stream before rock and roll. And then, Keller came along. The Keller. Keller. Jerry Lee Lewis. Little Richard.
Justin, where is Justin now? What's Justin doing now? Justin, where is Justin now?
Come aboard.
The modern Celtic bard himself, Van Morrison, there in the days before rock and roll, off of his CD called Enlightenment, and that's from 1990. Don't have the actual recording of the show, so we're working off of a song list that we started back in 1998. So I'm not exactly sure how that fit in the show, but you know what? We're playing them track for track this hour on Celtic Cafe. We're going back 25 years to a show that Pat and I did. And next up, we do our final double dose. This one is a track called John O'Dreams. It's written by Bill Caddick. And we're going to go to Geraldine Doyle and then Mick Maloney with John O'Dreams.
Night comes, good people homeward tread. Seek now your blankets and your feather bed. Home is the rover, his journey's over. Yield up the darkness to old John O'Dreams. The darkness to old John O'Dreams. Across the hills, the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. Home is the road. Nighttime to old John O'Dreams.
Both man and master in the night are one. All things are equal when the day is done. The prince and the plowman, the slave and the free man, all find their comfort in old John O'Dreams. All find their comfort in old John O'Dreams. Now as you sleep, the dreams come winging clear. The hawks of morning cannot harm you here. Sleep is a river, flows on. Johnna dreams. Sleep is a river, flows on forever, and for your boatman, choose old Johnna dreams. And for your boatman, choose old Johnna dreams.
When midnight comes, good people homeward tread. Seek now your blankets and your feather bed. Home is the rover, his journey's over. Yield up the night time to old John of Dreams. Yield up the night time to old John of Dreams. Across the hills the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. Home is a rover, journey's over. Yield up the darkness to old John of Dreams. Yield up the darkness to old John of Dreams. Both man and master in the night are one. All things are equal when the day is done. The prince and the plowman, the slave and the free man, all find their comfort in old John. All find their comfort in old John of Dreams. Now as you sleep, the dreams come winging clear. The hawks of morning cannot harm you here. Sleep is a river, flows on forever, and for your boatman, choose old John of Dreams. And for your boatman, choose old John of Dreams.
There you have it, our double dose there, John of Dreams. Also, duos on both of those tracks. Up front, we had Geraldine Doyle with her brother, Danny Doyle, and there was Mick Maloney with Eugene O'Donnell. Well, next we move on to the Song of the Millennia for Dublin that celebrated its thousands years in 1988, and this is the theme song for Dublin. It's by the Band of Dubs, and of course, it's Molly Malone.
Cockles and muscles alive. girls are so pretty. I first set my eye on a sweet Molly Malone.
As she wheeled to wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and muscles alive, alive. A fishmonger, sure 'twas no wonder. So were her father and mother before.
And they each wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels.
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.